AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Fallout from Donald Trump's remarks about John McCain being a war hero by being captured during the Vietnam War continues.
Even in the midst of their competitive 2008 campaign for the White House, that Senator Obama expressed his admiration and deep respect for Senator McCain's heroism.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the most notable comment from the verbal clash came on MSNBC from Senator McCain.
I think he may owe an apology to the families of those who have sacrificed in conflict and those who have undergone the prison experience in serving their country.
As for an apology, Trump says he doesn't see the need for one. It was a sight some thought they would never see, the Cuban flag being raised in Washington. After more than a half-century absence, the flag raising came after Washington and Havana restored diplomatic relations. But Secretary of State John Kerry says there are still a lot of hurdles.
It does reflect the reality that the Cold War ended long ago and that the interests of both countries are better served by engagement than by estrangement.
The UN has approved the Iran nuclear deal.
The Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal. Six UN members and the European Union reached last week to block Iran's path to nuclear weapons. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says it's a huge step forward, despite concerns about Tehran's support of Hezbollah and the fate of Americans missing or on trial in Iran.
So while this deal does not address many of our profound concerns, if implemented, it would make the world safer.
UN endorsement comes before congressional review, which some in Washington had objected to. Power says if the agreement's terms aren't followed, the sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy can be snapped back into place. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. Zach Johnson is thrilled to add the British Open to his list of wins.
To win at Augusta and to win the Open Championship at St. Andrews, it's hard to put it into words.
Johnson says he earned the win in a playoff at St. Andrews.
I hit good shots. I had opportunity. I mean, I made some putts.
Jordan Spieth, the Masters and U.S. Open champ, says he has a new goal now.
I don't know how many guys have won three majors in a year. I'm sure there's only been a few. I know Tiger's done it, and I'm sure Jack has. I don't know that, so that would be the next goal as far as the history goes. Sights set on the PGA Championship.
A black Mississippi man who often dressed in Confederate regalia to support the state flag has died in a one-car accident. A survivor says he crashed after another vehicle carrying young black men pulled alongside and yelled at them. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.